This is the part of the show we catch up cheaters live on your radio. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have Sadie on the line from Phoenix. So, Sadie, you think your man is cheating because he keeps commenting on another girl's IG stories?
It's actually kind of embarrassing because I just felt like the last one to find out what he was doing. I met Marcus during a night out. He was like friends with someone in my friend group, and so we just hit it off. It's been about a year and a half now since we've been together. And so, like, my close friends, they always kept saying that they didn't like him. And I'm like, wait a minute, I don't understand why. And they told me that they caught him checking out other girls, and he kind of comes off as arrogant, you know. Okay. But I never saw that. I didn't see that quality in him like that. I just brushed it off as just sometimes your girl's going to hate a little bit. So it didn't bother me because he made me happy, and that's all that matters. But recently, you know, I've had, like, multiple friends on different occasions kind of tell me that, like, they've seen him, like, commenting on other girls' Instagram stories. And since we all have the same, like, mutual friends, I guess they can see his activity and, like, what he's doing with different girls.
Well, what is he commenting?
Fire emojis or, like, heart eyes and okay. stuff like that.
That will do it.
Yeah, those are two emojis you will not let your husband Ivan put on any girl.
Not under any girls, no.
I was even trying to defend him a little bit, like, but the more people kept coming to me about it, and, like, I started to get even more embarrassed about it. So I brought it up to him, and he just told me it was just completely innocent. It was no real big deal. He didn't even apologize, and he just disregarded it. So maybe I figured after the convo, he, like, would stop doing it.
It's all about communication. If your person is doing something that crosses the boundary of what you're comfortable with, you let them know about it, and they should respect that, and you have the conversation. And that's what you did.
Yeah. Now, like, my friend group, they're all in my ear telling me, like, he's out here embarrassing you, and he could be DMing other girls. You just see the one part, but you don't know what else he's doing. If he's comfortable enough to publicly comment, what else could he be doing?
Well, you came to the right show. What we will do is call up your man, offer him a free romantic hotel stay, and we'll see who he wants to put on that reservation, and we can put that to rest.
Okay.
Okay. And you don't know this certain girl or girls? Is there a specific one particular that you think he's messing with on the side?
I'm not sure, but I think I heard about some girl named Jazz or Jazzy or something like that.
Now, here's another question I asked the end of this, so that you could be honest. Sorry if it's too personal. Is this girl that you think he's messing with, Jazz, is she better looking than you or not? Because I always wonder, do women get more mad if a guy cheats on her and they're uglier than them or that they're prettier?
I haven't seen her, but my friend said that she's a baddie.
She's a baddie.
Does that make you more mad that she's a baddie, or would it make you more mad that he downgraded and cheated on you with someone ugly?
I think it just makes me mad that he's out here doing it, period.
Okay, there's that.
Way to not answer that. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, you saw that.
Don't fall for Joey's tricks.
All right, Sadie. Well, we're going to find out if Marcus is acting like a Mark-ass.
Yeah, I'm going to call him up, offer him this free stay, and then I'm going to ask him who he wants to put on the reservation, and we'll see if he says your name or this girl, Jazz or Jazzy, whatever you think it is, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Marcus?
This is Marcus.
Hi, Marcus. My name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel. And I have some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
I'm sorry, Miss Salinas. I didn't register or participate in any sweepstakes.
Oh, no. I completely understand, and no need to apologize. I will tell you up front that we saw you really present on Google and Yelp reviews, so we did pull your information from those sites, which is how we picked you as our winner, because all we ask in return for this free stay is a Google or Yelp review.
You talking about a timeshare?
Oh, no, nothing like that. It's like a giveaway for free. It's a trade, if you want to think about it that way. We're just new to the Scottsdale area, so we want to put you and a guest in a penthouse suite and a honeymoon package in return for a review.
Well, okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a moment to think on what you want the note to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, okay?
Okay, yeah, I think I'm ready.
All right, go for it whenever you're ready.
Yeah, I'm going to do a saucy note.
Perfect.
It'll say, I remember how flexible you are.
All right, Marcus, I will definitely write that down for you. And now that it's written down, I just have one more question for you. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Jasmine.
All right.
I know you out of your damn mind. Are you gotta be f***ing kidding me?
Hey, Marcus, legally.
Hello?
Yeah, we got to let you know something real quick. You're live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess. We're here with your girl, Sadie, and she overheard that whole conversation.
I knew something was going on. If you tried to make me think it was all innocent, hell yeah. And you made me think that I was overreacting, and you're the reason that it keeps commenting on stories?
You know what it is, and you know how much I work. I do not understand how you got me embarrassed on the radio like this.
Well, you shouldn't be commenting on Instagram stories when you have
a girlfriend.
You shouldn't be a grown-ass woman, and then you can't really handle it when it comes out.
I knew you were a jackass, but I didn't think you were an asshole, too.
Oh, not the twofer.
I knew it all along. I kept having a feeling about you. But you know what? I said, no, it can't be. I won't bring in drama from my previous relationships. And you end up being the sorry ass that I thought you were.
Sorry ass, huh?
You.
All right, Marcus, you there?
I'm here.
All right, just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Sadie, he just sound like a player.
You know what? I'm just glad I had no kids by him.
Yeah. Now, here's a question for my wonder is, Sadie, you going to hit up this girl, Jazz, or they just both out of your life and you keep it moving?
You know what? I'm not going to even sweat this, but I can't say I don't have a couple of girls that might want to talk to Jazz.
Oh, don't leave it to them. Oh, this is your business. You owe them an apology.
Not her sending the crew out to pull up on go. Jazz.
Not a drag race happening. God. Oh, man. It sure would be a shame.
It would be a shame.
If Jasmine's car's gone when she came out from the salon. No. We're going to let you go, Sadie. Look like you walk around with a razor in your mouth.
Just a razor in your mouth.
On site.